He's mentioned that, should I not inform you of the dwellers or the inhabitants of the fire of Jahannam? Kullu utullin jawadin mustakbirin. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, who are the inhabitants and who are the people of Jahannam? Every person who's miserly, jawaz, the person who's harsh in his temperament. And the third person is mustakbir, the person that is arrogant. Normally in this world, these type of people are people that hold high positions, or they are people that try to hold high positions and think it to be something of prominence, something of being goodness, that they are arrogant, they got ways, they got mannerism, people show them respect because of their barai, because of their arrogance. But here what is showing us is this is Jahannami qualities. From today's hadith also we'll see that these are qualities, actually Jahannami qualities, where a Muslim should try and stay very, very far away from. That to be harsh in his temperament. A Muslim is one that's always accommodating. Sahaba were like that. Very easy going. To move with them and to be with them was very easy. They were not very rigid in their ways. Yes, when it came to fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would do that. But when it comes to the social etiquette and the way they interacted with people, very, very accommodating akhlaq they had. They were not very harsh in their ways, very stringent in their ways. That either is done like this or it's not done like that. They're very, very accommodating. And this is what our ulama explained to us, that when it comes to manners and matters to do with people and other people, there we should also soften up, accommodate, and let the next person have his way, rather than us insisting on our ways. And even in a home environment also, you find that where the husband is accommodating of the wants of the woman at home, there also it becomes a very pleasant place to stay. For example, the wife wants a certain type of paint in the house, certain color. The husband agrees that let it go that way. Or she wants something, you know, specific that she likes for the house, and he wants something else. But because of his accommodating nature, never mind, she's here the whole day, so he will accommodate what she wants for the home. So like that, many times our akabir, they would have this policy that whatever the woman wanted at home, just to accommodate them, they would do that. But when it came to the amal and the tilawat, the Quran, the mamulat, the zikr, etc., there they would be very, very firm on themselves. But with others, they would go very easy. So here what we learn from this hadith is a man who is very harsh in his temperament, especially with things where there is leeway in Shariat. There's a person wants to eat at 8 o'clock, or a person wants to have breakfast at 8 o'clock, it may be Sunday. Other family members want to sleep and they want to wake up at 10 o'clock. Now he insists that everyone must wake up at 8 o'clock and have breakfast. This is not from the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is allowance in this, what time you have your breakfast, when you have your breakfast, what you have. Today you must make this tarkari, you must make this. It wasn't the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he came there, if there was something, he would eat it. If there was nothing, he would keep roza. But he would never insist that I want it like this and it must be like that. So here we learn from this hadith, from these ahadith, that a Muslim is one that doesn't have harsh in his temperament, and he is not one that is miserly. Especially when it comes to one's own family, this is where charity starts. Person should be very, very accommodating in way he can afford, and he should spend on his family, spend on himself. What's the use of a person having the funds and having the money, but not spending on his own family, not spending on himself? So today's hadith, and Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, ihdadatil jannatu wal nar. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu mentions that Jannat and Jahannam had a debate. فَقَالَتِ النَّارُ فِيَّ الْجَبَّارُونَ وَالْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ. So when a person is having a debate with somebody, what he'll normally do is he'll put forward his best points. And this is my point of argument. So he'll put his best forward, he'll put forward his strongest argument. So here Jahannam put forward its argument. What Jahannam said, فِيَّ الْجَبَّارُونَ وَالْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ. In me are those people that are the tyrants and those people that are arrogant. So imagine now what a place Jahannam is and how ferocious Jahannam must be for it to be boasting like this. That in me are the tyrants and in me are the arrogant. So Jahannam itself, we can imagine how ferocious and what type of qualities Jahannam has. So these are Jahannami qualities. A person is arrogant and a person wants to be authoritative in his behavior. He wants to dictate all the time. He should think and remember that these are qualities of Jahannam. These are Jahannami qualities. Now Jannat put forward its points. So Jannat said, وَقَالَتِ الْجَنَّةُ فِيَّ ضُعَفَاءُ النَّاسِ وَمَسَاكِينُهُمْ. Jannat said, in me are all the weak people and all the poor people. So person who is poor, he should never feel sad. He should remember that in Jannat, this is something that Jannat will boast about. The Jannat boasts about that in me are the poor people. This is a Generally, what happens when man is poor, generally, doesn't mean all the time, then what happens because of his poverty, he doesn't think himself to be very high, he doesn't behave like an arrogant person, and he doesn't behave like a tyrant because of his poverty, but he should never feel sad about it. Yeah, Jannat is boasting because of people like this. And Jannat is saying, O Masakinuhum, the poor people and the weak people, a person who's weak, a person who's not physically strong, he's not strong as far as his mind is concerned, he's not strong as far as his wealth is concerned, he's not strong as far as his social standing is concerned, he shouldn't feel nothing about it. I don't have a very, very prominent surname, it doesn't mean much. Jannat is boasting about you, so why should you feel sad about it? You don't have a very prominent surname, your status in society is not so high, your job level is not so high, people don't generally regard you to be a very high person. There's nothing to feel sad about. Yet Jannat is boasting about such people. فَقَدَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. Now the two presented their arguments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resolved this argument, this debate. إِنَّكِ الْجَنَّةِ رَحْمَتِي أَرْحَمُ بِكَ مَنْ أَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Jannat, you are my rahmat, you are my mercy. Through you I show mercy to who I want to show mercy. By granting people Jannat, I actually, Allah, this is a sign of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Jannat, oh Jannat, you are my mercy. So a person who has these qualities of being weak and considering himself to be weak, remember something, that he has the qualities that are bringing the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Jahannam and said, إِنَّكِ النَّارُ. That nar, oh the fire of Jahannam, عَذَابِ وَعَذِّبُ بِكَ مَنْ أَشَاءُ. Oh Jahannam, you are my azab. Through you I punish who I want to punish. وَلِكِلَيْكُمَا عَلَيَّ مِلْءُهَا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that both of you will be full. Rawahu Muslim. That both Jannat and Jahannam, both will be full. So therefore we should try and see, ask ourselves, that do we have these Jannati qualities in us? Do we consider ourselves to be from amongst those that are weak? Or do we consider ourselves as arrogant, as tyrants? Then if we do, then we should remember something. We got Jahannami qualities within us already in the dunya. We got those qualities that is drawing the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather we strive and bring the qualities that will bring the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.